Good morning. There's always the temptation in our relationship with God to treat him sort of like a pet. We put fences around him, parameters around him that he's meant to stay in. We don't give him free rein, in other words, of our hearts or of our lives. It's like when we invite someone over to our house and we make sure that one door is locked and closed. Or we don't want anyone to look into that one drawer that's filled with everything and nothing that we really know is in there. There's parts of our lives, I truly believe, that we do the same with Christ. We invite him in, but then we say, but don't go there. Don't deal with this thing, sin, a relationship, a friendship. We let him in, but we put parameters around the places he can actually go. The gospel reading today kind of puts on display a scenario which kind of blows that type of limitation on Christ, just it kind of destroys that image of him. I want to just go to the gospel and kind of open up this wonderful encounter that Peter has with Jesus. It begins with Jesus getting into Peter's boat. That's nothing small. Peter's boat wasn't simply just a hobby that he had. It wasn't a simple possession that he had. Peter's boat was everything for him. It was his very livelihood. I'm sure that Peter spent most of his day, his waking hours, in that boat. So when Christ enters into Peter's boat, is nothing less than God invading Peter's space. It's the Lord entering into his emotions, his thoughts, his dreams, his desires, his fears, his sins, his finances, the things he does on the weekend, the things he does behind closed doors, his bedroom. God is invading Peter's space. And once he gets there, he makes a demand. Go out into the deep. When the Lord enters into our hearts, when he begins to take possession of our hearts, he always beckons us outwards. The Latin for that phrase is duke and altum, and it can mean into the deep. It also can mean to the heights. In other words, the Lord always wishes to expand our horizons. We live often cramped and petty little lives, with our own ideas and our musings about how the world is. And the Lord always breaks us out of that confine. Go out into the deep. Into those places where you're perhaps afraid. Well, as I've preached on before, where you're vulnerable. There's a wonderful quote from Benedict XVI, and he says, "The world offers you comfort, but you were not made for comfort. You were made for greatness." That's something I think we should all just put on our mirror and read it every morning. The world offers you comfort, but you were not made for comfort. You were made for greatness. Duke and Altum, go out into the deep. You can only imagine that Peter at this point is already frustrated. We had heard at the beginning that they had just come back. He had taken out his nets. He had cleaned his nets. And that's not some easy thing. He doesn't have a hose. He's not spraying them down with the hose. He's taking the meticulous time of bringing all the seaweed out, all the random stuff. He folds it nicely. He gets it in the boat. He cleans his boat. Everything's tidy, comfortable. And the Lord says, "Let me get into your boat." How frustrating he must have been. And then after that, "We're going into the deep." Are you kidding me? And then he pushes it further. "Those nets you just cleaned, throw them in the water." I can only imagine the frustration in Peter. "I just spent hours, Lord, cleaning those things." And he tells Jesus just that. "We spent all night fishing. We caught nothing." I can also imagine that Peter, as a fisherman, knew the prime locations to catch fish. I knew he understood the places close to kind of the shallow waters where maybe it just gets deep or close to rocks. He knew the Lake Gennesaret by the back, like the back of his hand. And I bet the place the Lord brought him was the one place Peter knew there were no fish. As a fisherman, he was like, "You're an idiot, Jesus. You have no idea." Right? We can all think of those times in our lives, the places in our lives where we question God's intelligence, where we say something similar. "Lord, what are you doing? Do you really know what you're doing here?" In suffering, when our lives begin to make no sense, when we're pressed upon those confounding questions of why in our lives. And oftentimes we turn to our Lord and we say, "What are you doing?" Like, you don't make sense. According to my logic, the way I see things, the way I perceive reality, you're doing something stupid. Peter found himself right there. But then, beautifully, Peter obeys. "Lord, I've spent all night fishing. You just brought me out into this deep water, and I know there's no fish here. But okay, at your command, I will lower the nets." Peter gives the Lord a little trust, just this little trust, in that place where he doubted the Lord on everything. You know that place in your own heart. The church's teachings, again, suffering, your own life, relationships. That place is your Duken Altum. That place is the deep that the Lord beckons you into. And right there he says, "Trust." And what do we hear happen? "When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking." What a lovely image of Peter being like, "Fine," and God responding with a superabundance. He just doesn't catch a net. He fills two boats, and they're in danger of sinking. It's a clear description of how when God invades our lives, even though we're frustrated, annoyed, upset that he's rearranging the furniture within my life, when I say, "Okay," and give him permission, the Lord fills us to superabundance. A few moments as we come before the Blessed Sacrament, I just invite you maybe to pray and ask the Lord to reveal to you, where are you placing conditions or parameters around him operating in your life? Where have you said, "Lord, you could come in, but no further. Lord, you could go play in this room, but don't go there." And maybe ask the Lord, "Lord, give me the courage to open my heart, open that closet door just a little, so that your grace may truly enter in and fill me with life."